Hola y buenas tardes. I'm Veronica Wilski from Planeta Estela, speaking with Gary Huang about his time in Viña del Mar, Chile, at the 2016 Spanish and Medicine Immersion Program there. Gary, bienvenido.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm from Belleville, Illinois, close to St. Louis, Missouri, and I am 22 years old. I'm attending my last semester of undergraduate studies, and I enjoy jogging, tennis, and cooking.
Excellent. So did you have fun in South America then with the new cuisine?
Oh, yeah. It was great. I think like most of the other students in the program, probably my favorite thing was trying out the different empanadas.
Oh, nice. Have you tried making any since you've been home?
No, I actually didn't learn how to make any while I was there, unfortunately.
Next time.
Yeah.
Thinking back to before you attended the program, what about the Spanish and Medicine program initially caught your eye?
So I was told that I was going to be able to shadow multiple different doctors in a hospital setting. So one of my goals, I guess, in terms of my career, is helping underprivileged communities, I guess, medically. So specifically underprivileged communities with a lot of Latino American residents. So going to South America to, I guess, like see how their healthcare works was a big plus, just so I could know what the patients would be used to or the type of care that they're used to.
So are you working in that type of setting already?
Currently I'm not, since I'm an undergraduate student, so I haven't really been exposed to too many opportunities like that.
Okay. In the future, where do you have in mind of helping? Like, do you think you'll stay in the U.S. or go abroad to do that?
I haven't thought too closely into that. I guess before I went to South America, I was intending to work in the States, but after coming back from Chile, I'm strongly considering working at least for several years in South America.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So before you attended the program, did you have any concerns?
Yeah, so I wasn't sure, I guess, what types of doctors we'd be shadowing, how much time we would be shadowing, I guess, like the investment that we would be putting into it.
Mm-hmm. What did you find in regards to that?
It wasn't exactly what I was told we were going to be doing. The coordinator that I spoke to, she told me that we would be shadowing, I guess, like different types of doctors in small groups with small groups of students, depending on the availability of the doctors in a hospital setting. And we'd be doing that for, I guess, like the last 3 weeks of the program. The way that she worded it made it sound like we'd be shadowing every day. But in reality, we were actually shadowing, we were going to be shadowing every, or sorry, twice a week. In a sanatorium, so not in a hospital setting, but in a healthcare facility where there was only one doctor.
Okay. Did you do any other types of experiences, or was it just that one?
So that was, in terms of the medical shadowing experience, that was the only one.
Okay. Interesting. That's kind of good for me to pass on then, too, that it wasn't quite what it was made out to be.
Right.
Do you have a specific intended future career?
I do intend to be a physician. In terms of a specialty, I haven't decided yet.
Okay. Did you feel like going over to South America or anything up until this point that you have done either as volunteer or through school has kind of piqued your interest?
I have been interested in neurology. But I didn't really, I guess, experience too much of that in the SELA program other than, I guess, a hospital tour where I saw the facilities there. But that was very brief.
Yeah. So when you attended the program, did you know anybody else going?
No, I did not.
How big was your group?
We had a total of 8 students in the medical Spanish program.
Okay. Do you feel like that lends itself to getting to know people pretty quickly then?
Oh, yeah. It definitely helped.
Good. So did you, as a group, then go twice a week to the place where you shadowed?
Yeah, so after we spoke to, I guess, the student liaison, we eventually got the shadowing to be, instead of twice a week, 4 days a week.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that was pretty helpful. But then we were broken up into two shifts. So half the students would go, I guess, for an hour and a half, starting at 9, and then the second group would go later on in the day.
What were classes like for you when you were at Acela?
The classes were pretty fun. They were interesting. I thought the switching off of teachers weekly was an interesting thing to do. So we were exposed to not just one type of, I guess, teaching method, but because we had a different teacher every week, we got to experience how different teachers, I guess, like taught the material.
Which class did you like better, the conversation or the grammar?
I think the conversation was more interesting just because it was less structured. So it was more catered towards what the students wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. So in your Spanish classes, were there a lot of people from your group, or was that just a mix of whoever was at the school that week?
So for the first 2 weeks of the program, I did the grammar and conversation, and that was me and another person from the program and then two other students from just the general Spanish classes.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the remainder of the 4 weeks, I did the medical Spanish class. So that was just the students from the program.
Nice. Did you find that pretty beneficial?
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Good. Have you been able to use any Spanish then since returning to school?
Yeah, so I am taking another Spanish grammar and composition class. So I have been using it there, but outside of that, I haven't had too many opportunities.
No, that's good, though. That's good that you're getting that extra practice in.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel, like, more confident in your Spanish then going into this class?
I definitely do. I think I can speak more fluently than I did when, I guess, before I went to Chile.
Mm-hmm. So from what I've heard, the medical system in Chile is different than the United States. So how do you think you can translate your time in Viña del Mar to anywhere else in the world, really?
I guess in terms of the medical aspect, since I wasn't exposed too much to how it actually works,
mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure how I would translate that to my career in other places. But from what I've learned in class, it seems like there's a pretty big divide between the private and public health sectors. So just knowing that, I guess offering more personalized care in the public sector in, I guess, any part of the world, and helping people not take for granted what they're given in, I guess, a more developed country
mm-hmm.
in terms of the health care.
That's true. What were some of your favorite trips or excursions that you did?
I think some of the more favorite things weren't exactly scheduled into the program itself, but just things that our activities coordinator took us to, such as surfing, sandboarding. But also, I guess the one big weekend trip that we had was to La Serena, where we did horseback riding, disco tasting, beer tasting, and stargazing.
Oh, nice. Was that one day, or was that like kind of like a weekend thing?
That was an entire weekend. So we left, I think, Thursday night, and then we got back Sunday.
Oh, nice. That's a nice long weekend then. And you said that was organized through the school?
Right.
This might be hard because I'm kind of putting you on the spot. Do you have a favorite Spanish word or phrase?
favorite Spanish word or phrase? I definitely think cachay.
Okay.
I heard that a lot, yeah, which I guess just means, do you understand me? It comes from the English word to catch. So it's like,
okay.
Do you catch me?
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
Is that like specific to Chile?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, exactly specific to Chile.
Have you found yourself saying it in your Spanish class in college?
I try not to.
Okay.
But occasionally, yeah.
That's funny. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. And do you have anything else that you'd like to say in closing to someone who's maybe thinking of attending an immersion program or specifically, you know, learning about medicine in South America?
I guess just prepare yourself to experience something that's very different from what you may or may not be expecting.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a different experience, but I think anyone can learn to love it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Gary.
Yeah, thank you.